So if you're just joining us, we are talking to nearly all the candidates running for U.S. Senate in Oregon. Independent Party of Oregon candidate Cody Reynolds did not return our calls, but everybody else did. Eric Navickas actually is sort of like a NASCAR candidate. He's got two stickers on him, Pacific Green Party and Progressive Party. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, okay, welcome, and thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, thanks to be back in your studio.
Well, and Eric Navickas is known to us, served a couple of years on the Ashland City Council, so and lots of other things involved, too. Right now, working mostly as an organic farmer. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, we have a small organic farm. We grow lots of raspberries and operate a couple of or three growers market booths.
You describe yourself as a socialist, and apparently happily so, which might not have happened as easily before Bernie Sanders. Do you take some influence from him?
I think he has made the word more popular, but I have a longstanding position on social issues and believe that capitalism isn't working for most people in America.
You state it more boldly on your website. Capitalism has failed.
I believe it has, and I think the bailout showed that. What we saw were large financial firms selling faulty products to the public that undermined the working class. A lot of people lost their pension funds, and it's not working. And then we saw a huge bailout from the public sector, and I think that is a real sign that the situation is failing. And then on top of that, we have a situation of extreme class disparity now, where a very small number of people control most of the wealth of America. And that is not a healthy system.
Well, when you start talking about flattening out the system, you start talking about potentially confiscatory taxes is the way some people would portray those. How do you move away from a capitalist system into a fairer society and still get the interest of the people who have some money now?
Right. I think one of the things we need to look at is sliding scale wages, where wages are connected to profits. I think that's one way that we can begin to balance out where employees or corporations are forced into a situation where they have to do profit sharing and employees get a share of those profits. And that's one way we can begin to move out away from a rigid capitalist system. Additionally, we need to continue to invest in education, healthcare, housing, and public transportation. And these are the social infrastructure that we need to rebuild America, create jobs, and make our economy thrive again.
Would you have a limit on wages or compensation in some form? I mean, one of the issues that's stated with income inequality is not so much necessarily that obviously that people need more money at the bottom, but that, for example, Roger Ailes, just to give one example used in the last hour and a half here on this station, walked away from Fox News with $40 million.
Right. I think a cap on income is something that could be really effective. And I know a lot of European countries are using that, capping incomes at $200,000 to $400,000.
Do you believe in the universal basic income that's been described in some quarters as an advantage?
I've been bringing that up through my campaign. I think that is something with mechanization, removing the job base, the means of production doesn't require as many people to be employed. And then we have situations like what Ron Wyden has supported, the TPP, where we've exported jobs overseas. We don't have the job base anymore here in America, and we need to address the crisis of poverty. A lot of the issues in America with crime, drug addiction, prostitution, they're rooted in poverty. And if we can address that issue of poverty, we can deal with a lot of the problems in America.
Eric Navickas, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He bears the endorsement of the Pacific Green Party and the Oregon Progressive Party for the U.S. Senate in Oregon. This is the seat currently held by Ron Wyden. A few minutes left here, 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org. Universal health care you would like to see. In what form? Single-payer sort of system?
Yes, exactly. A universal single-payer system. I think we need to get private interests out of our health care system. We heard Ron Wyden mention EpiPen, but I think that's just the tip of the iceberg. And that's typical of Ron Wyden's policies, just to address something superficially. We need whole change in our health care system towards a single-payer universal health care system.
The folks who make EpiPen are probably going to tell you, and probably have said this, that you know, hey, this is what we get for making our product, you know, and you have to have some money out there to encourage innovation, that sort of thing. If you're talking about flattening an economic system, how do you get people to take the ventures or put some money out there and take some risks that can end up in products that work for a lot of people?
What they're doing is they're taking advantage of people in desperate situations. I think through investment from the public sector in innovation, we will see the same situation with innovative drugs. But this is an example of grossly taking advantage of people in desperate situations. And I think it's working across the board in our healthcare system, where private interests are taking advantage of those in desperate situations.
Let's talk about education. You talk about access to higher education. How would you provide that? Would it be free, for example?
Yeah, I think higher education should be free.
At least in
public institutions, of course. I think through large corporate taxes, and I think Measure 97 is an excellent example of what Oregon is moving towards, putting corporate taxes on the largest corporations and investing that back into people and balancing out the disparity that is a crisis in America right now.
When you were on the Ashland City Council, you made headlines when you not only voted against the Ashland Forest Resiliency Project, but filed a suit against it, which is not a typical step when a member of a voting body. Why take it? What was your feeling there?
The Forest Service has consistently exploited the issue of fire and the fear of fire in the public to move forward a variety of aggressive timber sales. And I saw this project as much too aggressive. And myself and Jay Laniger filed litigation over that and limited some of the most egregious elements of it. And I think that was a really positive change that we saw come out of that litigation. And it shows that I'm willing to take a strong stand on issues that are sometimes controversial.
The Ashland Forest Resiliency Stewardship Project has taken some timber out of the woods. The idea being to reduce the danger of catastrophic fire in Ashland's watershed. Has it done what you hoped it would set out to do?
Once again, I think they were too aggressive in taking too many large trees. I think the project could have been done without commercial logging, especially in a critical watershed that's prone to erosion like Ashland's municipal watershed. So I'm not happy exactly with what's happened with the project. I think the long-term impacts will be worse, where you'll see the vegetative response and small fuels grow up. But that's where I stand on it.
Let's look at your timber policy on a larger scale then, because it's always of interest in the state of Oregon. I mean, is too much timber being cut now, do you think, generally?
I think generally that we need to push for a more protective forest policy that looks to protecting species, water quality, and the natural environment.
You talk about robust funding for the arts. How would that be allocated?
I think you look back to the Roosevelt era, and they were funding 10,000 artists. I think this is one of the ways that we can move to rebalance our economy and give money back to people. We need to invest in the arts. And that doesn't just mean visual arts. That means theater, music. We should have a culture that supports the arts and invests back in people through supporting the arts and diversifying our economy.
To come back to one of your major findings on your website, your position that capitalism has failed. I mean, do you see a system where there'll still be some capitalism plus some socialism? I mean, America is not great about being absolute on anything, it seems like.
Yeah, definitely. I believe in a mixed economy, but I think we need to reinvest in people. And the problem with capitalism is that it uses the exploitation of labor to make profits for a small number of people. And through that, it consolidates wealth further and further into fewer and fewer people. And that's the condition we live under right now. So we need to step in and make changes so that we can reemploy people and deal with the large populations of people who are completely disenfranchised. We have ghettoization in our northern cities where crime is rampant. We need to address this problem aggressively. And we're going to do that through moving towards a socialist economy, beginning to reinvest in social welfare, in education, in healthcare, in housing, public transportation. That's how we can get America back on its feet and reengage those who've been disenfranchised.
Eric Navickas from Jackson County is the Pacific Green Party candidate for U.S. Senate in Oregon, also the Oregon Progressive Party, so he bears essentially both endorsements. One of six people running for the U.S. Senate, including the incumbent Democratic Senator Ron Wyden. We did not get a chance to talk to Cody Reynolds of the Independent Party of Oregon. He didn't return our calls. For the rest of them, thank you. Eric Navickas, thank you for joining us today on The Exchange.
Yeah, thanks, Jeffrey.